Good morning, everybody. My name is Claire. I'm a London Walks guide and I am a driver guide. And today I'm going to talk to you about the most incredible, magical, wonderful, photographed balcony in the whole of London. First of all, a little bit of history about this balcony, because when you do see this balcony, you're seeing actually quite a modern addition to a very, very old building. And that old building is Buck House. Buck House started life in the 1700s and was built by the Duke of Buckingham. Believe it or not, in 1768 it was sold by him to none other than the great King George III, he of 16 children. And the first occupants of the house that were royal was actually King George III's children and his wife. He did not reside in what was then Queen's House. Fast forward, and we come to Prince Regent, his eldest son. In 1812, the future King George IV decided that he wanted to embellish and to enlarge the wonderful said Queen's House, and he employed none other than the great architect, John Nash. And what John Nash did was he built two side wings. So a creation was made that was U-shaped. And in front of the U-shaped, he built the most beautiful ceremonial arch, a triumphant arch. Sadly, there were problems with this arch, and when the first royal monarch to move in to Buckingham Palace in 1837, Queen Victoria, a very young queen, the arch was still there, and there were problems because of the position of the arch, and they decided, after she died, and when Edward VII became king, that they needed to consider what to do with the arch. So sadly, in 1911, Sir Aston Webb, who was the architect, nearly 100 years after the arch was erected, decided that the only thing to do was to dismantle it, stone by stone. And that is exactly what they did. And they relocated the arch to a traffic island. The northern end of Hyde Park, where it meets Oxford Street, the traffic island is still there, and the arch is still there. And it is now called Marble Arch. So in 1911, you have the U-shaped building, and it was only then that we get the front facade. Next time you go down to Buckingham Palace, you will now notice a completely different stone on the front. The side is a lovely Bath limestone. I have been reliably informed, oolitic, whereas the front is Portland stone, and that's where you see the famous balcony. That's where the royals all congregate when they have something to celebrate, when they have royal weddings. And of course, that's where the first ever royal kiss in public was seen for the very first time in 1981, July 29th. It was a young 20-year-old, she had only just become 20, Lady Diana Spencer. And she had married her Prince Charming. And on that balcony, they all congregated, the royal family, to show the world, to show the British people. And they looked at each other, Prince Charles and Lady Diana. And it was a sort of very difficult kiss. It was a kiss, should we or shouldn't we? And they kissed. A little bit different. 5 years later. A very bold kiss by Sarah Ferguson, the good friend of Princess Diana, who was introduced to her charming Prince Andrew. And they got married, and on that balcony, when they celebrated their wedding with a kiss, it was a bold, it was a very, in a way, cocky kiss. It was an assured kiss, totally different. We then get a new one in 2011. This was a very sophisticated kiss. It was a positive kiss, and it was Prince William and Catherine Middleton kissing on that balcony. I wonder now, when will be the next kiss? When will be the next chance of celebrations? When will the royal family come out on that balcony and show the world a united front? Well, please, do come on our walks. Come and see that famous balcony and enjoy other intriguing stories about our great city, London. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye for now. This is Claire, London Walks Guide.